This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. If you've been listening, you know now that Amazon will not deliver its new headquarters to Boston. The company is expected to make it official today that it's splitting its so-called HQ2 between New York and the Washington, D.C. area. For a look at the decision and the fallout, we're joined now in the studio by WBUR's Callum Borchers. Good morning, Cal.
Good morning, Bob.
So first, tell us where Amazon is going.
So Crystal City, Virginia is just across the Potomac from the nation's capital. It's next to the Pentagon. And it's seen some development in recent years, Bob, but it still has plenty of room for Amazon to do more. And then Long Island City is in the Queens neighborhood of New York, and it's one of the fastest growing communities in that city.
What made those two places attractive to Amazon, do you think?
Well, they both check a lot of boxes for Amazon. They're close to major metro centers, for one thing. They've got public transit, easy access to the airports with direct flights to Amazon's original headquarters in Seattle. And perhaps most importantly, Bob, they have the high-tech talent that Amazon needs. Then again, you probably could say the same about Boston, couldn't you?
Well, we like to think so anyway. Why do you think Amazon did not choose Boston?
So Amazon hasn't explained its rationale yet, but we can make some educated guesses. So it's quite possible that New York and Virginia offered better financial incentives. Remember that Amazon founder Jeff Bezos already owns the Washington Post and has a home in D.C., so that may have been a plus for Crystal City. Also, much of Crystal City is controlled by a single developer, so that could be a convenience factor. And then it's also true that Amazon would have been a bigger fish in a smaller pond had they come to Boston than going to D.C. or New York, and that means more scrutiny. That may not be a good thing for Boston.
Well, what do you think, if you had to guess, and we realize it's only a guess at this moment because Amazon has not explained this, but what do you think the biggest box is that Boston did not check?
I think it's actually probably the financial incentives. You know, I think we heard from the mayor, Marty Walsh, right at the outset that this was a nice opportunity for Boston, but was not going to make or break the city. I think Boston is pretty content with its tech hub status, even if it's a second tier right below Silicon Valley, and they weren't going to break the bank just to get Amazon here.
So it was not an all or nothing proposition for Boston.
No, not by any stretch. Amazon already has a large presence and a growing presence here in the greater Boston area. They've opened a few offices in recent years, made some high-profile acquisitions in Greater Boston. And as my Bostonomics colleagues and I have talked to city officials over the last several months, it's become quite clear that Boston remains part of Amazon's expansion plans, even without a second headquarters. Check out Amazon's job board right now, and you'll find about 400 openings for full-time workers in Massachusetts. That's a far cry from the tens of thousands of career opportunities that would have come with a second headquarters, but it's solid evidence of something Boston Mayor Marty Walsh said when Amazon named the city a finalist back in January.
In the conversation we've had with Amazon about other opportunities, it's been Boston seems to be a place that it's really exciting for them and intriguing to them.
Boston is exciting and intriguing enough that just a few months after Walsh uttered those words, Amazon leased 430,000 square feet of office space in the Seaport District. The deal makes Amazon an anchor tenant of the Seaport Square development, set to open in 2021. Amazon says it will hire at least 2,000 workers there. The company has the option to double that number by leasing another office building that is part of the same project. Amazon's Seaport growth plan will trigger $5 million or $10 million in tax breaks from the city, depending on the size of the workforce. Jonathan Greeley, Director of Development Review for the Boston Planning and Development Agency, says the potential economic boost justifies the incentive.
The benefits, I think, are significant, right? We are incentivizing the construction of a new building. We are adding 2,000 jobs to both the Commonwealth and the Boston area. And we're also excited to continue to encourage and work with Amazon in expanding their presence here in the city of Boston.
Amazon made its first big push into Massachusetts in 2012 when it bought the North Reading robotics company Kiva Systems for $775 million. The business is now known as Amazon Robotics. It makes machines that move Amazon's seemingly endless inventory around warehouses. Amazon reportedly spent even more, $1 billion, on another Bay State startup in June. Somerville-based PillPack is an online pharmacy. Co-founder TJ Parker says it helps people with multiple prescriptions manage their dosing schedules.
It's all time-stamped, and that creates a system where we know exactly when you need your next pack, and you never have to worry about running out.
By the way, some business analysts predict Amazon will add pharmacy counters to Whole Foods, Amazon bought the grocery chain, with 32 locations in Massachusetts, last year. Of course, the core of Amazon's Massachusetts business is in high-tech fields, such as machine learning. In Kendall Square, Back Bay, and Fort Point, the company employs engineers tasked with making the company's virtual assistant, Alexa, even smarter. And when you order something with Alexa's help, it may be packaged and shipped from Amazon's fulfillment center in Fall River. There are more than 1,000 workers there, and thanks to a recent wage hike, they now earn at least $15 an hour. At a business conference last month, Boston's economic development chief, John Barros, said Amazon's new minimum wage helps make the company an important part of the local economy, regardless of its HQ2 decision.
Amazon is going to be a partner in Boston, is here already. We continue to have conversations with them and other corporations about how we do smart growth, how they continue to invest in the talent, in the people, in the infrastructure.
So, Bob, Amazon continues to invest here in Boston. It's just maybe a slightly smaller investment than it would have been.
But it sounds like we can assume that Amazon will grow here in the future, even without the new headquarters, grow beyond the 2,000 jobs that the Boston Seaport is going to get.
That's right. They've already left the door open to turn that 2,000 investment in the Seaport into 4,000. And who knows, Bob? I mean, there's some reporting in the Wall Street Journal and other places that even when they announced New York and Crystal City later today, there could also be announcements about additional growth in some of the finalist cities, maybe including Boston.
And when will they open the new headquarters in New York and Virginia? Do we know that yet?
Well, they already have large presences in both of those locations, and they've said in the past that by next year, by 2019, they want to have at least 500,000 new square feet of office space and then increase that over the next decade.
All right. WBUR's Callum Borchers from our Bostonomics business team. Thanks a lot for coming in this morning.
Glad to be with you.